This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and let's start today in Roslindale with the latest on Tuesday's fatal police shooting of 26-year-old Usama Rahim. Congressman Stephen Lynch told the Boston Globe today that Rahim had been on the FBI's radar since 2012, and the Joint Terrorism Task Force in Boston was brought in a little earlier this year. Lynch also told the Globe that it's unclear what triggered the FBI's initial involvement, and that there was no indication Rahim was being recruited by the so-called Islamic State.
Law enforcement officers confronted Rahim outside of a Roslindale CVS Tuesday morning. Here's Boston Police Commissioner Bill Evans talking earlier today about the officer's decision to use deadly force.
Obviously, he was armed. He was dangerous. He came at all those officers. I can't say enough about the way the restraint they try to use. And unfortunately, they did what they were trained to do. And that's, you know, that's to take his life, because he very well could have took their life.
The family of Usama Rahim will be holding a press conference outside of that CVS this afternoon. WBUR's Fred Tice is in Roslindale now. Hi there, Fred.
Hi, Meghna.
So I understand that authorities have said that they will show Rahim's family a video of the shooting, of the incident. Do we know if that's happened?
We actually don't know that that's happened. We do know from the attorney for the family, one of the attorneys retained by the family, that they have been promised that they would get to see the video before the general public would get to see it. We had some indication this morning that this might happen sometime today, and that by the time we talked to the family this afternoon, they would have seen it. But we're just going to have to wait and see until we can get a chance to talk to them.
And I understand that the attorney for the family is calling for a complete and transparent investigation into Rahim's death. You've also spoken to members of the Muslim community about Usama Rahim. What have they been telling you?
Well, I spoke to two clerics from the mosque where he went once in a while and where his mom attended regularly. And I was told by both those clerics that Usama Rahim was a very pleasant young man, although tough, very tough, as one cleric described him. He was very devout himself. He was dressed in traditional garb all the time. And he prayed often, and this is a long-standing thing. This is not some sort of, you know, the result of some sort of recent radicalization or anything. He was just a devout man from a devout family, and his mother was a nurse. At one point, she is a nurse, and she worked at one point at Boston University. And she's described as a very intelligent woman. She had gone on a women's retreat recently with the wife of the imam at the mosque where she goes.
Now, Fred, as we've been reporting, Rahim was under surveillance by the Joint Terrorism Task Force, and the FBI released an affidavit yesterday that was detailing some of the activity and correspondence between Rahim and his nephew David Wright of Everett. Now, Wright was taken into custody on Tuesday after the shooting, and that affidavit was released just yesterday. So what are some of the key pieces of information in that?
Meghna, I always have to say the key piece is a recording, that transcript of a recording that the FBI made of the conversation at 5 a.m. on Tuesday between Rahim and David Wright. And in that phone conversation, Rahim tells David Wright that he wants to kill, that he's planning to kill randomly police officers in Massachusetts, and that he was planning to do this either yesterday or that very day, Tuesday, which would explain why law enforcement moved in on him in this parking lot not 2 hours really after the phone call to try to talk to him.
WBUR's Fred Tice speaking to us from outside the CVS in Roslindale, where the family of Usama Rahim is expected to give a press conference a little later this afternoon. Fred, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Meghna.